Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Jeff Rarig from Somerville had seen a wasp back of a truck. And not only was the wasp there, but there was also a katydid with the wasp, and he was wondering how the two had kind of gotten together. I think what had happened was that this was one of those solitary wasps that, lo and behold, feeds on katydids, or at least uses them for food for young. And finally, I was able to figure out it was the great black wasp. Solitary wasp, very rarely do solitary wasps sting anybody, but this particular species preys on katydids, which is really an insect that's larger than they are. They find a hole to hide the insect in and then lay eggs on it for their young.